Nolte, if gun control worked, Democrat-run cities wouldn't be war zones. By John Nolte on June 8, 2022. Anyone who wants to know what all of America would look like under a gun control regime need only look at Chicago, Baltimore, New York, Los Angeles, Oakland, Washington, D.C., Detroit, Portland, Minneapolis. I could go on. Question. If you institute some of the toughest gun control laws in the country and your cities turn into violent, unlivable shitholes, what am I missing here? This brings me to my favorite part. The gun grabbers will argue, guns are shipped into these cities from places without tough gun control laws. Okay, then shouldn't these places where all the guns supposedly originate from be even more violent? Fact, gun control is a total failure at stopping gun crime. Fact, gun control encourages violent crime and criminals. Let me explain it this way. There is no stronger gun control law than a total gun ban, and yet, most of these mass shootings happen in places that ban guns entirely. These places are called gun-free zones, and gun-free zones attract mass shooters like heavily armed moths to an innocent, defenseless flame. Advertising your school, mall, or city as unarmed is equivalent to mailing out engraved invitations to every violent criminal in the world to come and have a go. If you think gun control deters violence and crime, try this experiment. Publicly advertise your home as a gun-free zone. I didn't think so. But you want school children to do that. Out here where I live, in a utopia called rural MAGA country, everyone's armed to eyebrows. We're buried in firearms out here, shotguns, R-15s, pistols, revolvers, and all kinds of wondrous shit that's illegal, and guess what? We don't have anywhere near the violent crime problems Democrat-run cities have. All of these guns out here, and no one bothers us. We live together, people of all races and creeds, in relative harmony. And it's not just because MAGA people are normal people. It's because we know the guy who's letting his dog shit in our yard owns guns. So maybe it's best we be civil about things. The terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa dare not come out here. They know that, unlike the urban idiots who vote for Democrats, we are not only capable of defending ourselves, we damn well will. In summation, throughout America, we see the following. Fewer guns and more gun control equals more violent crime and mass shootings. More guns and less gun control equals rural MAGA utopia. Gun control is not only immoral and illegal. It deliberately, I'll get to that in a bit, creates more violence, chaos, death, and murder. That's a fact. That's the science. So why would anyone want to deliberately create more violence, chaos, death, and murder? Well, that's an easy question to answer. Who is empowered by violence, chaos, death, and murder? Answer: the state. The government. Democrats. Leftists. Look around. Right now, Democrats, aided and abetted by the corporate media, are trying to disarm us while the police fail to do their duty. The government sips coffee as cities burn. Biden opens our borders. Biden deliberately strangles normal Americans with record inflation and gas prices. Gay porn and trans abuse is poured into elementary schools. Mass rioting is openly encouraged by the media and Democrats. Left-wing prosecutors deliberately increase violent crime by refusing to do their job. Republicans are labeled as Nazis who deserve to get punched. The organized left is on a rampage to strip us of our rights by packing the Supreme Court and eliminating the Electoral College. An armed populace is a safe populace. An unarmed populace is sitting ducks. And that's what the left wants. For us all to be sitting ducks, just like the fools who vote Democrat in all those violent, gun crime-ridden, shithole cities. Once we're disarmed, they can flood our rural communities with their brown shirts and we have to sit there and take it. The left can do anything they want to us, and they will. Trust me, they will. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.